Have you heard about the Hug Sleep Adult Swaddle and wondered if it's something for you? Or you heard about it and you thought, oh my gosh, what is this new thing they've come up with? If you said yes to either, this episode of Heard Online is for you. We're going to take a look at the latest invention supposedly treating insomnia known as the Sleep Burrito.
What a change had been so profound that I looked full at the problem in the face. Like, okay, insomnia, do your worst. I'm not running from you. I'm not going to be scared. It's just, sometimes it's just so simple. Like the truth has to be simple. Otherwise, it's not the truth.
I was so trapped in my head before. When I say my whole life changed, like my whole life changed.
I'm Coach Daniel, and this is the Sleep Coach School.
Welcome back. This is Heard Online, a series of investigative videos where we look at claims made about sleep on the World Wide Web to see if they are true or not. And the other day, my wife showed me an article from the New York Times. And to be honest with you, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I always think I've heard it all, I've seen it all, but people come up with new things all the time. And this was just like... what is this? You know? So I really want to share some thoughts on this with you in this episode of Heard Online. I think, you know, we can learn a lot from it. We always can. But if you actually are new to the channel and you truly wonder if this sleep burrito was for you, I want to say spend some time here, because the answer to insomnia is really about understanding it, you know, understanding why we have it rather than any type of device or gadget, you know. So with that in mind, let us jump in and take a look at this. So this is from a kind of, I guess, section of the New York Times called The Wire Cutter, where they do reviews of the various products. And the title of this article from, I think it's from February 16th, is "The Hug Sleep Adult Swaddle Bundled Me Up Like a Burrito. It Didn't Improve My Sleep." And what I really loved about this was that it was a very, like, it was a very honest title. Like, there was nothing, you know, there was nothing that's scary about this title. And, you know, it put it out right. It immediately said that it didn't help, you know. So I think it was a very honest and nice title. But with that said, again, there's a lot we can learn from it. And so here is a picture of the author sleeping next to her dog in, or maybe not sleeping, which is probably just posing. But anyway, being inside this device. And now let's read together. So Annie says, "I've never had an easy time drifting off to sleep. I typically spread out in bed, tossing and turning incessantly before finally conking out. I've tried weighted blankets, hoping they would help quell my restless shifting, but I would wake up at 3 a.m. frantic, sweating. Then I started seeing ads for Hug Sleep's Sleep Pod, a Shark Tank famous adult-sized full-body swaddle designed to offer calming pressure without the heft of a weighted blanket." So if we pause there for a second, we understand the rationale behind the thinking here. Like, you know, tried to weight a blanket, but it was like too sweaty. So maybe this is going to be better, right? What we recognize in the intro here is very much the thought pattern and the experiences of someone who has some insomnia struggle, right? There is attention paid to like how long it takes to sleep, and there's effort there. You know, there's somebody who's tried a lot of things, but also probably somebody who's not really gotten, you know, a proper education and understanding why this happens, right? So that's kind of like the immediate thoughts I had when I was reading this first section. So let's keep going. Annie says, "It's built for anxious sleepers, so I wondered whether being encased in a snugly straight jacket would calm rather than provoke nighttime anxiety. Could being bundled up like a human burrito really be the solution to my sleep struggles? I was willing to give it a try. Babies benefit from swaddling. It doesn't seem so crazy to think that fidgety grown-ups would too. So for 3 weeks, I squeezed myself into Hug Sleep's Sleep Pod, move each night to see whether it would lull me to sleep." And I think, you know, Annie makes a great case again for why it's not so far-fetched to think about this. Like, babies like to be swaddled, like we like hugs, you know. And, you know, interestingly, the manufacturer, it really has understood one thing, which is that sleep is about, like, trouble sleeping is about anxiety, you know, ongoing sleep struggles is about anxiety. And so they say this is for anxious sleepers. And so this understanding is nice in a way, you know, because it can lead to some understanding. But in a way, it's tricky when we say, like, okay, you're anxious about sleep, so do this, you know, like have some practical measure, because then we're really not addressing anxiety in a helpful way. You know, anxiety is just a human emotion, and doing something to make it go away, in fact, amplifies it. Just like any emotion that we try to push away becomes amplified, because it's like a communication from the brain. Like the brain wants to tell us something. And when we go like, I don't want to hear this, then the brain goes like, oh, you got to hear this. This is really important, right? On one hand, very interesting that the manufacturers recognize that insomnia is about anxiety, but unfortunately not, you know, taking that to a helpful way, but just saying like, do this, right? But it's also very human. All of us humans, when we have any problem, we want an easy way to make that go away. Hence, we have devices like this. So yeah, with that said, let's keep reading together. And so what was her experience? She said that a hug sleeps adult swaddle is essentially a snug compressive wrap made of stretchy polyester spandex blend, comes in in different sizes. Now, she said that it was like, she did like that it was not like the heavy blanket. It was more breathable, but you know, there are parts here makes me go like, how could this ever be helpful for anxiety, right? She says that it was like a vacuum sealer. She said, like a vacuum sealer, the sleep pod quickly compressed and enveloped my entire body. I immediately felt a bit suffocated at first, since you can't really move your arms or legs once you're inside. But once I get used to the sensation, the stretch and the breathability of them, she allowed me to settle in. Now, you know, before maybe going to this next thing I want to talk about, I was just going to say, like, to me at least, the idea of being like kind of in a straitjacket doesn't seem as soothing as just like maybe a weighted blanket. You can think like, oh, that's feeling some heaviness, like that could be kind of nice. But being in a straitjacket, like, I don't know, everybody's different. And if you find that really helpful and nice, that's wonderful. But you know, that it made me think like about how there must be a real willingness to take gambles on sleep products in sort of the investor space. You know, there's a real recognition of how many millions and millions of sleep people have trouble sleeping out there. So even something that to me sounds kind of far-fetched, you know, is something that people are willing to invest money in, which is, you know, again, it shows that there is a recognition of how big sleep struggles are, and that people are willing to bet on, you know, pretty much anything, it seems like. And then she says, aided by my white noise machine, I successfully curbed my usual impulse to doze and turn. So that we hear about the white noise machine, we heard about white, you know, weighted blankets. Again, this sounds like insomnia to us. It sounds like somebody who's had insomnia here. And I think, you know, what she said was essentially that it didn't really help out. And, you know, it wasn't really something that made a difference for her, for Annie. But she left a nice review. And she, in that section where they talked about like the science behind it, she quoted some scientists saying that, you know, if we have a light touch our body, kind of like an insect crawling our body or something, that kind of makes us edgy and that's uncomfortable. But a kind of a deeper touch can be very soothing. And I think a lot of us probably can relate to that, that some pressure or some hug or something like that can feel kind of soothing. And that's nice. Nothing wrong with that. But the tricky part is, as we talked about a little bit before, is that when we have an anxiety about sleep, and we do something to try to escape that anxiety, then even something that can be soothing, it turns unhelpful. It turns to like just provoke more anxiety, like tends to make us more and more stressed. So this was really pretty much all I had to say about this topic. But again, we can learn here that I think the fundamental thing we can learn here is that anything we do with intent to escape an emotion is tricky. Another thing we can learn here is that the industry is very willing to try like to come up with gadgets and things of that nature. And there seems to be still like very, very little understanding of how to meet, the millions and millions of people who struggle with sleep in a helpful way. And hopefully we can change that. So I'll conclude there. Thanks for being here and tuning into this episode of Heard Online, and look forward to seeing you real soon. Bye for now. That was all for today. I hope you found this episode really eye-opening. And if you're looking for something more tangible, then head over to our website, thesleepcoachschool.com. You'll find several coaching options where our teachings can be contextualized for you personally. If you decide to join, we look forward to seeing you on the other side.